Dead in Hip Hop, DE365, man. You already know who it is. It's your boy, FIFO247, here with Mr. Kenneth B. Inge. And we have a special, not so special guest. I told you he was going to be here, so he's not special today. Spike Lou, man, what it do?
What up, though? Glad to be back. Glad to be on another one. I enjoyed the last one.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. There's that girl man currency on that last one. Yeah. Today, we're doing KO Until His Burial. Ken, this joint dropped December 6, 2023, so it's still relatively fresh. 10 songs, 28 minutes. It's in that sweet spot.
Mm-hmm.
I want to start here, Ken. Because sometimes we've done a couple of them that are in the sweet spot, but the project wasn't sweet in terms of in a good way. You know what I'm saying? Was this a good project, just overall, real quick?
It was decent. Okay. I think it was fine. It felt longer than 28 minutes.
I don't necessarily disagree. I would say, like, if I could see your decent and add a plus to it, that's
a decent plus.
Yeah, that's where I would be. Because I wasn't like blown away by him, but I thought it was really good, at least from my introduction to this particular artist. I do like the fact that it feels like he is versatile. Like, I don't think you could kind of box him in. And also, I thought what was very interesting, like, you know, him repping Chicago, you know, that was because Chicago, New York, like, their music isn't sounding like this right now. You know what I'm saying? They're kind of like the whole drill thing is like where they're going. So to get somebody that's relatively new sounding like this, that was very interesting.
Yeah, I agree.
What about you, Spike?
This was the first time I heard him.
Yeah,
me too.
I didn't do any research. I just pressed play when you sent it to me, and I was pleasantly surprised. Mm-hmm. I wasn't disappointed because, you know, usually when you hear new stuff nowadays, it's like, oh my God, what is going on?
Yeah,
am I that out of touch with it? But it reminded me of rappers from our era. Like, it reminded me, not in the sense of bars, because he didn't blow me away, like you said. That was a good way to put it. However, he was rapping really well. Like, it wasn't a good, like, great punchlines.
Yeah, he wasn't slouchy.
Yeah, he wasn't slouchy. It was like you could tell that he was into it. There was a hunger there that you usually don't hear from newer rappers nowadays, either because they don't care or is it, whatever the reason of it may be. It didn't sound like that with him. And then once I heard him, I kept wondering where he was from. As I was listening, I was like, okay, from Chicago. That came out in the music. What it lacked for me was versatility in the sense of topics. Like, it didn't seem like he'd go a lot of places.
No, I didn't.
But the beats, some of the beats I loved, that last song, I think I ran it back maybe three or four times.
Mm.
That was fire. But yeah, overall, I wasn't mad at it at all.
Yeah. Especially no, I don't disagree. I definitely agree with your take a lot. Like, the content is the thing that lacks because it doesn't move you too much. The versatility I was talking about, the uniqueness is in the beat selection, how he's flowing, rapping on these different beats. He sounds good. You know what he sounds like to me, minus the singing? He sounds like a Drake baby. He sounds like somebody that was influenced by Drake. It was like, let me take my stab at music. You know what I'm saying? Because this reminds me of early Drake, Comeback Season Drake.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Like Backpack Drake.
See, it's interesting that you say that. It reminded me more of a Kanye. He sounded like a Kanye baby to me. Especially, I couldn't turn it off once I figured out he was from Chicago. But it sounds like an early Backpack Kanye college dropout.
I can hear that too. Mm-hmm. Yep. I can hear that too. You know, another group that brought, like, when he said he was from Chicago, that I was like, damn, the Proletarians.
Where are they at?
Yeah, I don't know where they at. They haven't been around for a very long time. But this made me feel of that era of hip hop. And that's why I'm giving them, that's why I fuck with them. Because, you know, not slouchy. I like the beats on here. I don't know. Let me see. He does have a lot of other projects and singles. So we may have to jump into another project, Ken, or wait for something brand new if it drops this year. But we don't know since he dropped so late last year. So when it comes to the ratings, I don't believe he had any fee. Yeah, he did.
Nah, just a couple of singers.
Sunit and Marsha LaFleur. I'll get the singers a B plus. I like what they did. You know, they were cool. They ain't do nothing too crazy for me.
I think that one of them made one of them songs. I would give, B plus. I'm not gonna go A and just give cheap A's out, but I wasn't mad at all with the singing. Like you added a lot to those songs.
Yep. We'll say you can.
I say a B. I don't remember them really standing out to me.
Yeah.
But that's a good thing and a bad thing. Like, not in a good way, but definitely not in a bad way. Like, Sneak was cool. Sneak was good. So B is good.
That's what's up. When it comes to the production, give me a B. It was solid. I feel it was relatively safe. Mm-hmm. I don't feel like he was really challenged like that. It wasn't anything that really perked my ear up when I heard, like, ooh, how is he about to kill this or that? It was just, you know, he crafted something and he colored inside the lines, like I like to say.
Yeah. B minus. I don't know. It's almost like he got this shit off YouTube. Like he just found some beats online to rap over, which, you know, I think he's good enough to do that. But yeah, it's just no diversity in terms of the production. Except that last track. That last track was good. But yeah, it's just not enough from end to end to like keep me interested, you know, production wise. So yeah.
That was one of the standouts for me. I enjoyed the, this is my like I beats per minute where this right in my little wheelhouse right here as far as this. I give it an A.
Okay.
Yeah, I give it an A.
That's what's up.
Especially with Last Resort.
Thought you said you weren't giving out A's, bro.
I didn't think I was, man, but I had to think about it. Like, cause I had to keep looking at my phone. I was like, man, what is this? This is ringing. So yeah, I did. If you make me pick up the phone more than once, then yeah, I gotta give you credit for it.
But, all right.
What about the rap and singing? I'm giving him like a C plus B minus. Not because I think he's trash or anything like that. Only because I feel like he has more.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm interested to hear more to see if this is his pinnacle. Like, has he grown to where he is now? Mm-hmm. And if so, that means that he could get even better. And I think it's just a production type of thing. I think he just needs to color outside the lines a little bit. But I'm not going to go off too much longer. C plus, B minus.
Where'd you find this guy?
After I had it on the list and I listened to it, I was asking myself, Ken, I don't remember. On this one, I don't remember. He might, look, in all honesty, a lot of these cats, it's a lot of IG sponsored posts. So if I see like the song that they're promoting and I'm like, oh, he's rapping, I look for him, I'm adding the last project. Or I'm just adding like the new stuff that came out.
Okay.
And I know he wasn't part of the new stuff because he came out in December. So more than likely I found him on IG.
Well, money well spent, brother. I'll say he can rap. He's not whack. But I think he's just really middle of the road. In today's rap economy, you have to stand out.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to be able to talk about you. Like, yeah. And I don't feel like I can go out and be like, hey, man, that guy KO is pretty nice. Mm-hmm. Shit, when you sent it to Spike, I was concerned. I'm like, he ain't the type of person you just, you know, just spread around. He got to be vetted first.
Right.
That's true.
Yeah, you got to vet him first before we start singing him out there into the masses. But nevertheless, I think that I'm gonna say a B minus, bro. And I want to say B, but I'm gonna say B minus because I think there's something else that needs to be done to stand out. Because right now he's just another rapper.
Yeah,
you know, and that's not gonna be good enough. Yeah. That's not gonna be good enough.
You know, Ken, as you were talking and. Sometimes there are certain rappers that maybe knew we never heard of. It's like, hey, bro, you need to listen to this nigga. The way I would introduce him is like if we're hanging out and I'll just play some of his music and have somebody ask me.
Who is that?
Yeah, who is that? Mm-hmm. Like, but I'm not going to proactively because because I don't know like if he's gonna move the needle for somebody. Mm-hmm. And then you're gonna look at me like, this nigga listen to mid. You know what I'm saying? so I would play him.
Yeah.
And then if somebody's like, oh shit, like who's that? Then I would, you know, oh, yeah, like this is this person. Point. No. That's how I would introduce him.
I honestly think, even though he's not bad, that if he was playing around here, no one would ask who he was.
Mm. They might not. I think it's 50-50.
You think it's 50-50?
I think it's 50-50. Mm. I think some people would hear and be like, yo, like who that?
If
like,
he was playing that last song, I would definitely ask.
I think if anything, they'll hear the beat first.
Yeah, that's okay. What I was wondering.
And be like, yeah. Oh yeah, who's this? Yeah, that beat sound nice. And the rapper's fine.
Yeah.
But no, he's not, if he listened to this, because yeah. You know, he be coming across.
No disrespect,
shit, right?
Man. Nick is not on.
Nah, he already, I mean, man, bro, that we have a reputation. So yeah. You know, you can't.
It is what it is.
Yeah. So nah. He's not whack. It's just it's not good enough. It's not good enough.
I feel that.
And
I
you
feel
know,
that.
You just gotta, you know, hey man, the league is tough, bro. Yeah, not everybody gets to the NFL or the NBA.
I give it a C. It's average. It's really average.
Like, so that's what you're rating the rapping?
The rapping, yeah. It's really average. Okay. Again, like you two guys, like y'all said, he's not bad. It's not terrible. Like, oh my God, I can't listen to this. But also ringing the same sentiment. It's not like, damn, like, let me run that back or listen to. You don't go back to listen to the rapping. For me, I was mostly listening to that beat on the last track when I went back to run it back. So the rapping was really average. I do think that it could be fixed maybe when he gets with songwriters, people that teach him how to create better songs as far as bridges, hooks, memorable stuff. Mm-hmm. If it ain't going to be like knock down, drag you out bars, then at least the songs need to be better structured. I would say
I feel that. Overall, I'm giving them C plus B minus. Like that, I feel, you know what I'm saying? Like it's, like I said, decent plus. You know what I'm saying? That's what he is. He's decent plus.
89.
You know what I'm saying?
87, 89, 93, 89.
You know what I'm saying? Like he's decent plus for everything that we've already said. What say you, Kev?
C. Mm-hmm. Yeah, C. I feel like when people come here, you know, to be recommended, you got to be like B plus A.
Yeah.
And when people come here, they want to hear us filter out the great and the amazing from the good and the average.
Yep, 100%.
And he's not quite there yet.
Yep.
So a C is listenable. You can listen to it. If somebody's out there just want to listen to somebody that's not whack, that you won't waste 28 minutes.
You won't.
But, you know, and you may put them on a list of like to watch, you know, your watch list. Mm-hmm. But that may be it. It may be good enough. It may be right in your wheelhouse in terms of like the content, the style of rap, and everything that you may like. So yeah, it's worth at least one listen. But it's not ready to get that endorsement yet.
What say you, Spike?
I would agree with everything Ken said. It's a C. It's average. It's like, I know there may be something there, but I'm not sure. So since there may be something there, put him over here in a pile of people. If that comes across my desk and he got a dope feature, or he's working with a big producer, or he gets mentioned or associated with somebody with a bigger name, that again, it sounds like a money thing. It sounds like proximity to like just having better access to stuff is what it sounds like. If once he gets better access to stuff, all of those grades may go up. But yeah, now I give it an average. See?
Right. Well, there you have it. You know what I'm saying? That is the run for Spike. But Spike will definitely be a contributor a little bit more when it comes to this D365 series. So stay tuned in the future for more Spike Lou. We still got Mike Seatown somewhere on the docket. We still got to do that Benny the Butcher. Me and Seaton is going to knock that out for y'all. We don't have a date just yet, but just know that that's definitely going to get done. But we'll catch you tomorrow, man. Another day, another review. We out. Peace.
Peace.